Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Do appreciate all your feedback. And here we go. Guys, this collapse is 100% on Scott Harris. He is 0 for 3 the last 3 years at the trade deadline. He decided to sell last year, and this year he shopped at Temu. He is not a genius. Tiger fans so desperately want him to be. Hinch is a great coach, and he is playing the players Harris provided him. It's from Rick in Waterford. Look, I'll wait till it's over before I get really deep into the blame game. I'm going to wait till it's over. A wise man once told me, and it paid dividends for me, wait till the season's over. And you have all the information and all of the feedback. And I get that, you know, we're supposed to project and predict and all that. And I understand that. But I'm not going to go too deep into the blame game until it's over. But Rick, yeah, I mean, it's not trending well for Harris, and quite frankly, it's not trending well for Hinch. But
I would say this: they did acquire a couple of bullpen arms that have been very good for the Tigers. Finnegan's been outstanding, and Rafael Montero has been very good for the Tigers as well. His ERA is at 3.1, and that's after having a horrific start to his tenure here with the Tigers.
I will say this though, as a message to Scott Harris. Is when this season is over, and if it ends the way that many people think it's going to end, which either A, is getting to the playoffs and being a quick exit, or B, missing the playoffs altogether, Scott Harris needs to be more transparent and needs to be stand up and take questions from the media about why he decided to do what he decided to do. And by that, I mean, what type of trades were you really discussing? Did you discuss anything bigger? Why do you think you didn't overvalue your own people? I mean, I would like to hear honest discussion.
Yeah, I mean.
And because, look, I'll say this. I think one of the best things you can do in coaching and management is admit when you make a mistake. Because nobody, I don't expect people to be perfect. I expect you to screw up. But you got to get more right than wrong. I always talk about the net effect, right? Some people will look at one thing that a coach or a GM does and says, that's it, I'm done. The net, the totality of your work, has it been more positive or more negative? Are you still in a position where I think you can build a championship caliber team in spite of your mistakes? Yes. Now, but if you're not going to admit mistakes or talk about how you're going to grow from what you've learned, then I've got a problem with you. And I really hope that there is some honest discussion after this season about maybe lessons learned, if this ends the way many people think it's going
to
end.
I wouldn't expect him to come out and say, hey, here's what Pittsburgh expected this in return for that. Like, I wouldn't expect that. What I would like to hear is that we were after a bunch of higher-end bullpen arms, but the asking price ended up being too much. And then he's, okay, well, what was the asking price?
What is too much?
Right, what is too much? And then he can come out and say, and again, doesn't have to identify the player, but if he says they wanted one of our top four prospects, then you kind of know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make up your mind then and there if you thought it was prudent to side on the Scott Harris side, or if you thought, no, what, it's worth the risk to go ahead and get that guy and go ahead and do this.
Yeah, or yeah, guys, I called about Stephen Kwan. They laughed in our face. They're like, we're not trading him. Because like stuff like that gets out there. Ooh, yeah. The Indians might be taking calls on Stephen Kwan. Guardian, sorry, yes. God, I've been so good. I've been so good.
You've been
remarkably
good.
I mean, it goes back.
Good.
I don't think I've messed that up since July. Streak is The Guardians might have laughed in his face and said he's not on the block.
Yeah, I mean.
Of course, you shouldn't be getting your trade ideas from media reports either.
Well, I was going to say, last I checked, Stephen Kwan is still with the Guardians. Yep. So nobody traded for him. So that tells me that either the price is incredibly high or he was never on the block in the first place, despite the reports.
I think.
But that being said, I agree with what you said about Scott Harris. He's at the when this is all said and done, he's got questions to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to believe that one of the reasons that you don't trade away one of those top four prospects is because, A, there was no way you're getting value for that in return because you'd be getting rental players. You didn't want to do that. Or maybe it was somebody that had some years left on the contract, but it's just not worth one of those core guys in your organization. Now that when the season ends up being over with, and hopefully it's another month from now that we're even talking about this, but who knows? But when you get to the off season and you start getting to winter meetings, that's when rumors start heating up and who's going to be traded or who's a free agent and all this. I really hope that that's the opportunity for this team to say, okay, now we can deal with 29 other teams and not just five other teams, and we could talk about moving a Lorenzo or a Briseño, or if you want to talk about McGonigal or Clark or whatever, then you can, or Max Anderson, or Trey Cruz, or one of these other guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you can start talking then because there's a bigger pool of teams to deal with than there is at the trade deadline. And then maybe then it'll make sense because if you trade one of these guys and then you end up landing a player that's going to be here for 3 years that is a plus-plus player, okay, I got you. And I can subscribe to that theory, and that's what I think you should do. But getting back to the trade deadline stuff, a lot of it is going to be revisionist history. We already had some people talking about Justin Verlander when back at the trade deadline, nobody was really talking about JV. JV has been unbelievable in like his last five starts. He's given like one run in five starts or something like that, or three runs, whatever it's been. He's amazing. But at the trade deadline, people weren't talking about that. People were talking about Eugenio Suarez, and that was really it in terms of hitters, right? And then they talked about a couple of bullpen arms and that's really kind of it. And we left the trade deadline and we thought a little underwhelming with what they got in return. They find out a couple days beforehand, Reese Olson was going to be out. They needed to get a starting pitcher, and the starting pitchers they got were crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, in terms of what else you're looking for. I mean, two guys that have an ERA with the Tigers, one over six and one of them was over seven. That's not good enough. That wasn't good enough. Now, that being said, pitching isn't the reason necessarily that the Tigers are in this position. They haven't been hitting at all since the All-Star game and since the trade deadline, they haven't been hitting. And Lord knows during this slump, they have not been able to come up with a clutch hit. It's not even a clutch hit. It's just a hit. Two guys on in how many innings? In six innings, I think yesterday they had two guys on.
And less than two outs.
And got to get a hit. And they can't do it. And to somebody else's point earlier, and we really didn't pay too much, give it too much talk, but maybe we should. The guy who called up and said about the bunting once in a while.
Yeah.
When you're in desperate times like this, I can understand why somebody would say, you know, for a team that doesn't bunt at all, and that's not just not what they do. But at some point, I'm like, okay, if it's not a bunt, can we just focus on the contact to a certain part of the field, whether it's a bunt or not?
I mean, they might tell you that that's what they do. There was a situation yesterday where I think they had 3, 4, 5 coming up. And almost no manager in baseball is going to bunt in those situations. And then when it doesn't work, you go back and you go, all right, maybe they should have bunted. Maybe, I guess. But, I can't believe how inept they have been with runners on base. You get two guys on and you're like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
This is the big inning they've been looking for. Pop out, strike out, strike out. And I feel like that's the pattern.
Yeah, and before, that's when things were all clicking. They would have productive outs. They would hit the fly ball deep enough to move the runner from second to third. Or they would have the ground ball to the right side of the infield that allowed the runners to go from first and second to second and third, and the only play is over at first base. Whatever the case was, they were doing all those little things well that you didn't have the unproductive out that completely torpedoed your chances for an inning. But now it's just unbelievable. It's an avalanche of bad things.
248-539-9797. Let's get back. Avalanche of bad things. Very bad things.
Very bad
Wasn't
things.
There a movie, Very Bad Things?
Yes.
And at the beginning of that movie, at the very beginning of that movie, didn't something go wildly wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Bachelor party? Yeah.
Yeah, this is Very Bad Things.
It's Very Bad Things.
This is the baseball version of Very Bad Things.
These are Very Bad Things.
Keith, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Keith.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, just like you're saying, just a base hit. Where have all the pure hitters gone? Are the batting coaches teaching these guys? I looked up George Kell. You know who George Kell.
Don't. Please don't do that.
Are you going to pull stats from the 50s?
All right, forget it.
Because, Keith, let me just say this. You know how many hitters are hitting 300 this year?
I know, not many.
What do you think not many is? In all of baseball, how many guys are hitting 300?
Four? Three?
There's seven.
Seven. Okay.
That's it. You know how many guys are hitting 270? There's 32.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Teams in baseball. There's 30 teams in baseball, and there are, I think it's 54 players are hitting 270. Your idea of the pure hitter, it feels like it doesn't exist anymore.
That's my, are they teaching everybody to just swing for the fences?
That's a shift.
There's an obsession with OPS now, right? Yeah. On base plus slugging. And so the game has changed, and it's 43 players are hitting 270 or more. And so Basically, every team's got like one and a third.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like the game has changed. Now, batting average, a lot of people tell you batting average doesn't matter. But it has changed. It's not an excuse for the Tigers. Like, I got it. Yeah. Their production level has dropped off so dramatically. It is alarming.
Well, at some point, batting average does matter. Because when you got guys that are hitting 212, 215, so, 205 or less since the All-Star game. I mean, whether the ball is going over the fence or not, they're not hitting, period.
It's not a point of emphasis, it feels like. And yet, if you look at the majors, the teams that lead the majors in batting average, Toronto, Milwaukee, Philly, Boston, and the Dodgers.
Those are all...
all World Series contenders. Yeah. Then the Athletics. But, so maybe they need to look at what they're doing and how they're approaching at-bats completely differently, to the caller's point. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token on tonight's game. So, what do you do with that profit boost token? I got to tell you, I like to take favorites with the profit boost token because you get a good return. But the last time I looked, the over-under on the Lions points was 21.5. Now, to be fair, I don't think I'm going to play that. But if I were, and I would tell you, if I would endorse the pick, if I looked at everything tonight and I didn't see anything I loved, but I think that's what I like the most. So profit boost token, 30% profit boost token on over 21.5 points for the Lions in this game tonight. Make sure you go to the FanDuel app. Just visit FanDuel.com/Doug. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years of age or older and present in Michigan. The opt-in is required. Do not forget to do that. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and maximum wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.